Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Friday, August 14, 2020 is Almost There album. Almost There is the first studio album by the American Christian rock band Mercy Me. Produced by Pete Kipley, it was released on August 14, 2001, by Eno Records. After releasing six albums as an unsigned band, they decided to pursue a record contract because it became too difficult to sell albums, book shows, and manage themselves. The band was assigned to work with Kipley, who had not produced a major project before. Four songs on the album had previously appeared on their self-released albums, the rest were newly recorded songs. Critics have characterized the music on the album as contemporary worship and pop rock, with a more radio-friendly sound than the band's self-released albums. Almost There received critical acclaim from music critics, who praised the album's songwriting. I Can Only Imagine received particular compliments. Critics were more divided on the album's sound. Some felt the album was innovative or fresh, while others felt it was middle of the road or derivative. CCM Magazine listed it in their 25th anniversary edition as one of 100 albums you need to own. Bless Me Indeed, Jabez's song, was released as the album's lead single, however, it underperformed on the charts, leading initially to poorer than expected sales for the album. The second single, I Can Only Imagine, peaked at number one on the Radio and Records Christian AC chart in 2002. Its success contributed to a sharp increase in sales, and the song stayed on the Christian chart so long that plans for a third single from the album were scrapped. After the song crossed over to mainstream radio in 2003, the album peaked at number 39 on the Billboard 200 and number 1 on the Billboard Christian Albums chart. Billboard ranked it as the fourth best-selling Christian album of the 2000s in the United States. Almost There has been certified triple platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America, RIAA, and has sold over 3 million copies in the United States. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 049 UTC on Friday, August 14, 2020. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Almost There album. This podcast is produced by All Bull Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDpod on Twitter. All Bull Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Joanna Neural. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.